Goeiedag liewe luisteraars, u is ingeskakel by Radio Tygerberg 104 FM op die program Ek en my kind. Dis ek Neville Goliath. Ek werk vir die onderwysdepartement en elke donderdag aand en 'n dinsdagmiddag dan is in gesprek met Neville en Sura. Ongelukkige Sura nie vandag met ons saam nie en sy sal volgende keer by ons aansluit. Die program Ek en my kind is geskep juis om gesprek met u as ouers te kan hê, om te praat oor hoe maak ek my kind groot? Wat is dit ek moet weet omtrent die wêreld waarin my kind groot word vandag? Dan ook praat ons oor onderwys. Wat is dit wat ek moet weet omtrent onderwys? Ons praat oor onderwyssake, ons praat oor kind grootmaak sake. Ons praat met die wêreld waar 'n kind homself haarself bevind. Nou vanaand sit ons 'n gesprek voort, 'n gesprek wat ons verlede week begin het. En u sal onthou ons het gepraat met 'n baie wonderlike dame wat net Engels praat, né? En haar naam is natuurlik Warda Conrad en sy is vandag weer eens terug hier by ons en ons gaan verder praat oor hierdie belangrike onderwerp. U sal onthou verlede week het ons gepraat oor transform to perform, transformeer om te presteer, word in Afrikaans genoem. En ons praat oor wat behels transform to perform. En u het gehoor dat transform to perform is 'n hele nuwe manier van dinge doen waar ons kinders die geleentheid gee om nie in 'n geslote mindset nie, maar in 'n ontwikkelende mindset of 'n growth mindset te kan hê. Dat die kind het die vermoë om ten spyte van sy omstandighede dit te transcendeer, om bo uit te kom, dat armoede of enige situasie soos bende geweld of geweld in die huis, dit nie 'n stremmende faktor hoef te wees nie, maar dat dit 'n faktor is wat 'n kind kan gebruik om homself bo sy omstandighede uit te lig. Nou vanaand gaan ons verder praat oor wat behels hierdie transformeer om te presteer of growth mindset of transform to perform. Wat behels alles dit? Maar ons gaan praat spesifiek oor die volgende. Ons gaan praat oor waardegedrewe onderwys. En jy sal onthou toe die hoof van onderwys met ons gekuier het, toe praat hy uitsluitlik met ons oor values driven education. Hy was gaande hieroor. Nou dit is nou waaroor ons gaan praat vanaand. Wat is values driven education and how does values driven education link with transform to perform? I would like to welcome Warda Conrad and she's a director for business strategies and stakeholder management. So, and she explained all of that to us in the previous program. Warda, welcome back.
Baie dankie, Neville, en middag en naand van jou luisteraar.
Baie welkom. Warda, values-driven education. Now, we all have ideas. If we speak about values-driven education, we think about, okay, we're going to give kids respect, we're going to teach them discipline. Is it just all of that, or is values-driven education much bigger than that?
Well, I would say it's definitely much bigger than that because first the notion that you can teach a child respect doesn't sit well with me.
Yes.
At all because, I mean, if anything, what we've learned is that you can't teach a child any values. What you can do is live the values and expose a child to the conversations and the thinking around the values. But just to take it one step back, values comes from culture. Mm. When you look at what's going on in the WCED in our schools and what our children are exposed to in terms of the kinds of behaviors that they're seeing and that they then emulate, it's hardly conducive to the kind of environment and ecosystem that they need to flourish. So what we've recognized, and it came really from the Barrett survey in the organization,
yes,
and refocusing the entire organization to a particular target. And it was based on the results of this Barrett survey that the executive of the department said, well, we've had a look, we've seen what's going on, we now need to refocus all of our energies on our objective, and the objective being the vision of the department. And if we can get everything facing in the same direction, then we have the best chance of success. Into that space, of course, came 2017, I think it was, where we had the year of the teacher.
The teacher, yeah.
And then last year was the year of values-driven learning. Mm-hmm. We were a values-driven organization, and what we did was we highlighted the six values of the WCED, and we invited schools then to have conversations around it. Just for interest's sake, you'd be interested, your listeners may be interested to know that we've actually developed workbooks that we've rolled out to schools as well. And we are in the process of rolling out to schools that the teachers can use. It gives you ideas of how to initiate the kinds of conversations you need to have and some of the ideas that schools are coming up with. And then the critical things that we decided we need to do, because like anything else, you've got to package yourself in a particular way to attract the attention of your customer or your market. Who are we competing against, of course, is gangs, drug lords, and all the other social ills. Our packaging hasn't changed in years. And when I say our packaging, I mean packaging of Western Cape Department, as well as education at large in this department and how we present it to the learner. And it was understanding this and understanding that when you're trying to overcome huge discrepancies in socioeconomics of a child and therefore the exposure that the child has and the opportunity that the child has, you really have to harness the items of innovation that can leapfrog you over your binding constraints, which might be social, you know, all of the rest of it. And the two things that we've identified is technology or ICT in education and attitude and mindset. ICT in education, we've been touting it as e-learning. Attitude, we've encapsulated in transform to perform. And that is where the values component of it sits.
Now, these values that we are talking about, is it values that's familiar with our parents out there? Are there specific values that the education department is trying to promote that get kids where they need to be? What would those values be, Wada?
Well, really, if you look at what children are required to do and what they need in terms of their skills and the competencies, having a set of values that can enable you to function within that new world is critically what you need to have. Mm. So one of the key competencies is the ability to communicate. The other one is to collaborate, and the other one is to work as part of a team, to solve problems critically. And in order to get to that point where you can sit down and have a conversation with a person as part of your team and then to collaborate is the ability to know what you stand for, then the ability to assimilate what that means, then the ability to keep quiet and listen, and then the ability to have a conversation to come to an agreement. Where in our curriculum do we enable the learner to practice those skills? Very difficult, and it will be 1 or 2 or 3 or 4, maybe 100 out of the 32,000 teachers that we have currently in our system who actually create those opportunities in the classroom. So the values conversations, and we're speaking any values. The department has elevated 6 values that the department aspires to uphold, one of it being innovation. So this whole transform to perform is our living out the value of innovation. But really what we're saying is take any of the values that you currently have and have a conversation around it. Because it's the conversation more so than the actual value that's the critical component here. Because the value around, funny that I should say that, the value around the conversation around a value is in the learner has to be able to say what he thinks he needs in order to know he's being, let's say, respected. He needs to know and understand what he needs to say, what he needs to do, and what he needs to feel to know that he's being respected. And similarly, he also needs to figure out what the other person needs to demonstrate for him, for him to know, number one, this is, I'm now being respected. And number two, I'm demonstrating respect back to you. So the values don't really matter. It's the conversation and the mechanics of it. Because a child who has had the opportunity, we've encouraged schools, I'm sure you've heard the SG say, pick a value a month and have concerted conversations around those values every month. It will evolve, of course, organically as things do. To start infiltrating into the curriculum where people, let's say in history, they can look at a situation and ask, well, did these people, what values did they demonstrate in the way that they engaged? Whether it's the Vietnam War or World War II or Jan van Riebeeck and colonization.
Yeah. You know, in previous programs, we spoke a lot about bullying, how bullying can be dealt with within schools. We spoke about the violence in schools. Yeah. We spoke about poverty. We spoke about diversity, yeah. Accepting difference within the classroom, that kids learn differently, and how education should be inclusive. Yeah. Listening to the conversations that you are stating around values, this would lead education as such. Now, I'm not referring just to what learners are being taught, but how the whole organization functions would lead education in the direction of overcoming or dealing with some of these constraints that we'd find within in our school system, especially the one that's up there right now is all about discipline, how our teachers struggle with learners, with disciplining them in a classroom or a school setting. So values-driven education also tries to meet those dire needs.
The practical stuff. I mean, you know, our constitution speaks about social cohesion. It speaks about all of these lovely words, but there's nothing really out there that we are saying this will lead you to that. The thing that we are suggesting is going to lead us to social cohesion is if I understood you. So really, when people are coming from diverse backgrounds, you come with your own set of experiences, your own map of the world, really.
Yes.
But we've got to navigate towards a common purpose. And the common purpose when you're in a classroom is quality education in that class. And so it broadens. Our common purpose is very clear in this department. It's quality education for every learner in every classroom. So what it requires is that I take my map of the world and I then have the courage to be vulnerable enough to share that map with you, to say respect means the following to me, love means the following to me, as opposed to what is currently happening, where a learner goes into a school and is told, these are our values, this is how we want to see it happening, you comply. That leads to ill discipline, learners who protest, learners who, I mean, and we've seen it. You know, hair must fall.
That's right.
Roads must fall. And what were people saying? What were the students having the courage to say? Nothing about us without us. We admire that kind of courage in students, but we suppress it in our classes when we actually should not. Because a child needs to understand what the boundaries are in his own strength. He needs to know that just because you can do something does not mean you should. Where are they going to learn those boundaries if we don't open that conversation opportunity up in our schools and in our classrooms? What it's going to need is courageous vulnerability.
Yep.
Courageous vulnerability. Because to be courageous and to say, I actually need to hear you rather than I'm going to tell you, and you hear me, it takes vulnerability. It takes courage to be that vulnerable. And then we also need the courage to not shut it down. And it is this distinction that because we're not having the conversation about what constitutes tidy or untidy hair, when we have diverse children in our classrooms, that leads to disgruntlement. And remember that children only need three things to thrive, as all human beings do. And the three things are, they need a sense of belonging. And a child who's not engaged and invited to say what they need in terms of what the values are will never feel that they belong. And because they're constantly feeling like an outsider, they won't involve themselves in school activities, they won't immerse themselves in the life of the school. And then when they exit the system, they're not going to come back and contribute back into that school community.
Liewe luisteraars, hierdie wyse Engelse woordelik kom van Wada Conrad en sy is direkteur van
Business Strategies
and Stakeholder Management. En sy kuier vanaand saam met ons by program Ek en My Kind. Wada, die opvoeder is die mees belangrikste bate van die onderwysdepartement. Dit word oor en oor gesê op verskillende platforms. Nou, hoe gaan bemagtiging van opvoeders geskied om hierdie grootste taak te doen?
Well, what we're doing is every single school across the entire province this year will be exposed to the values conversation. So we've identified Transform to Perform champions in every district. They've already received master training, as I told you the last time. We've developed booklets. We've sent out posters to all of the schools as well. So all of the teachers will be exposed through their six champions that they've identified, driven by their change champions within their own schools. They will be exposed to the whole notion of values conversations. What it requires is that the principals drive values conversations every single day in their meetings. They need to lead the school with values. They need to expose the community with values. They need to engage with whoever is around the school. And they all need to be speaking the same values at the same time. Interestingly, at a school like a little town, Swellendam, what they've done in this little town is they've taken the whole town and all of the schools together, all of the churches and mosques, the businesses, the politicians, municipalities, all health, police services, and they've brought them together and they have chosen values that they drive as a unit each month. And because this is what they're doing, they are finding that it's really helping the entire community.
Yeah.
So this is what we're doing in terms of teachers.
Okay. Nou, dit is my wonderlik nie. En ek dink die meeste van die mense wat tans luister na ons is gaan wees ouers van daardie kinders wat hierdie waardegedrewe onderwysstelsel gaan beleef. Hoe kan ouers betrokke raak? Wat kan ouers doen? Is daar iets wat hulle in besonder wat ons verwag van ouers om te doen? Hoe sien jy die rol van ouers in die saak?
Well, critically for me is that a parent who maybe has never had a conversation with a child around values or what is the brand of the family, is to really sit down with the entire family and say, what are the values of this family? And then try and map it to the values of the school. And once you find that the values that you hold true as a unit can be seen and reflected in the school, it's easier to get involved. So that would be the first thing, is have the conversation either as a whole family and then chunk it down into little bits. Things that parents can do to get involved is to ask the child, so what is the value of this month? And what are you doing to reflect it? Because ultimately it boils down to behavior. It's not just the belief of or, you know, the value of caring stuck up on the wall. It's meaningless without the translation into action. So a mom can, for example, say to the child, well, when I'm showing you love, I'm making you your own lunch every day. And when you show me love, for me to know that you love me, you can say thank you. Then I'll know that you love me. As opposed to the mother feeling, but I'm doing all of this, I'm making you lunch every day, I'm not hearing a single thank you, that must mean you don't love me. And then on top of it, the child still comes home and is disobedient and cheeky and all of the rest of it. And it's just constantly having that to and fro conversation and then reminding one another, hey, you're supposed to say thank you because we had agreed that thank you would be part of this exchange. It holds people to account. Then as a parent, what you're doing is you're creating that enabling environment for the child to understand. Not only are the things that I'm responsible for, but there's also things that I'm accountable for. I'm accountable for honoring the agreements that I've made. And that agreement is, if we've collaborated and decided this is the behavior that one needs to see, then that is the honoring of the agreement that I'm seeing. Other things that parents are doing is parents as group, depending on the involvement of the school, and as individuals have approached schools and say, I'm willing to do the following. So, for example, putting latches on the toilets, you know, the toilet doors in the schools, because that shows love, respect, and caring to the child who needs to go in and use that bathroom. So instead of having to go in two at a time because one must hold the door while the other uses the toilet, you can lock it and you can do what you need to do in privacy. And what that does is it brings back the whole notion of I'm being treated with dignity because I deserve it. Mm. And a child who feels that, who has a sense of value, which is the second thing that you need to really thrive, is a sense of value and a sense of being valued. Those are the kinds of things that does that. Parents can go and paint the walls. Parents can go and paint hopscotch on the floors. Let's start with doing the small things. Plant trees.
Mm.
Plant a tree. Do that one thing. Plant a tree.
Values only exist in relationship. So if we promote values, we are promoting relationships. We are bringing people together. We are not forcing, but we are encouraging people to stand in relationship with one another. And I think that's a brilliant concept, because as a world, we've developed so apart from one another, mm-hmm. so separate from one another. And I think if we can get people as parents, teachers, and children alike to work together towards that social cohesion that you referred to earlier, then we can heal our societies and our communities. I've seen in the media, schools are taking to this. The schools are being painted. Parents are painting toilets, toilet doors, etc. And I think this transform to perform and values-driven education is really a good thing for education. And there's a whole buzz in schools around this thing.
Good.
So I would like to congratulate you and the education department on this initiative and what you are doing and how you are doing it.
Thank you very much.
I think with the necessary belief in what we are doing, that this is the right thing, we will get there.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
If parents need to get to more information around this,
mm-hmm.
who can they speak to?
Well, they can go onto our website,
okay.
and they can read all sorts of things on Transform to Perform. And if it's not sufficient, we are updating as we go along. Remember that we just got the change team. The Transform to Perform team has only started the 1st of January.
Hmm.
So there's lots of things that's being developed as we speak. But they can go to the Transform to Perform champions in the district. They can also contact head office. They can contact myself. They can contact Enver Sherry. They can contact Joyce West.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the critical people. Gavin DeBrain heads up the values conversations. He's the project manager for values in education, and in particular the values conversations that we're currently having. So Gavin DeBrain and all of the people will be readily available on the WCD's website.
So, liewe luisteraars, daar het jy het nog gehoor. So, as jy meer wil weet omtrent Transform to Perform en waardesgedrewe onderwys, kuier gerus by ons webwerf,
WCD
in, en jy gaan nie sien, daar gaan opsies wees, en dan sal jy verskillende skakels kry, en een van hulle gaan wees Transform to Perform in Values Driven Education, en jy sal kan verneem daar rondom artikels en inligting wat belangrijk is vir jy om te weet.
WCD News as well.
WCD News het ook skakel.
And they can follow the HOD on his Twitter handle, and they can follow me on Twitter. WCD_HOD.
Yeah.
And mine is Wanda Dov Conrad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wanda Conrad, baie dankie dat jy saam gekeer het hier.
Absolute plezier. Baie dankie vir jou en baie dankie vir jou luisteraars.
Op daai noot sien ons, tot ziens.
Tot ziens.